Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good afternoon. This is Brooke Howard with The Daily Beast. It's Wednesday, January 6th, and these are the top stories the Qixi team is watching right now. Violent chaos unfolded Wednesday afternoon at the U.S. Capitol as a massive pro-Trump MAGA mob swarmed the building while lawmakers gathered inside to certify President-elect Biden's Electoral College victory. The rioters eventually breached the building, which is supposed to be highly secure, in an unprecedented disruption of the peaceful transfer of power. By mid-afternoon, members of the House and Senate were evacuating their respective chambers in the Capitol as the wave of Trump supporters flooded the hallways. Amid reports that gunshots were fired in the Capitol, lawmakers and aides told the Daily Beast that many had been evacuated from the House side of the complex. Democratic Representative Jared Huffman from California said the entire ordeal is, quote, utter chaos. This is what a coup looks like. Acting like anarchists, demonstrators were seen clashing with U.S. Capitol Police and overcoming barricades. At one point, multiple reporters inside the Capitol building posted video of the mob banging on the doors. Democratic Representative Elaine Loria from Virginia posted on Twitter that she was forced to evacuate the Cannon building because, supposedly, a pipe bomb was reported inside. She added that she heard what sounded like multiple gunshots. Republican Representative Peter Meyer from Michigan said that he and his staff were, quote, sheltering in place in their office while other buildings were being evacuated. The chaos started early Wednesday as, like a horde of zombies, Trump supporters rallied across Washington, D.C. The MAGA fans somehow thought their presence would negate Biden's election win. The protests, hands down, have signaled the most desperate attempt yet from disappointed and enraged Trump supporters, who have, for months, been leading a campaign of disinformation and violence in tandem with a president who refuses to accept his defeat. One Trump follower from Long Island, New York, was bold enough to tell the Daily Beast that government officials should, quote, start worrying about the people who voted for Trump and are armed. This will be a second American Revolution. Members of Congress have been advised to use the tunnel system below the Capitol complex to avoid protesters. President, soon-to-be ex-President Trump, has appeared to nod at the potential for violence. He even welcomed the possibility that his supporters would intimidate Republican lawmakers into supporting his attempt to steal the election from Biden. Ahead of the Stop the Steal rally on Wednesday, Trump's personal attorney Rudy Giuliani kicked off his speech by telling thousands of pro-Trump protesters that they should contest the election results via, quote, trial by combat. President Trump spoke to a crowd of protesters in D.C. just moments before Congress was set to consign his presidency to the history books. In the delusional last-ditch effort to secure a second term, he tore down his own party to shreds Wednesday and vowed to demolish any Republican who opposes him. Trump slammed the so-called pathetic and weak Republican establishment, saying, quote, it almost seems like they're going out of their way to hurt all of us and to hurt our country. Trump's decision to continue his backstabbing attack on the GOP came just moments before Congress was set to count the Electoral College votes in the final step to certify the next president of the United States. At least 12 Republican senators have signaled their intention to object their state's votes, which will trigger hours of debate but is almost guaranteed to have no impact on the election result. If, that is, they can resume after protest chaos carried out by Trump supporters. Trump once again baselessly insisted that Vice President Pence has the power to challenge the election result. He insisted, quote, we will never give up. We will never concede. Democrat John Ossoff has declared victory over Republican Senator David Perdue in a down-to-the-wire Georgia runoff that is still too close to call. Despite Ossoff's declaration, Perdue has still not conceded, and his campaign team issued a statement early Wednesday calling for, quote, time and transparency. In a video posted to his social media pages, Ossoff said, quote, It is with humility that I thank the people of Georgia for electing me. Thank you for the confidence and trust that you've placed in me. The latest Associated Press figures from the count showed Ossoff just over 16,000 votes ahead of Perdue, with 98% of estimated votes reported. If Ossoff does win, the Democrats will effectively control the chamber, with Vice President-elect Harris serving as a tie-breaking vote. Miles Cosgrove, a Louisville Metro police detective who fatally shot Breonna Taylor in March, was fired Tuesday for his role in the young woman's death. Cosgrove slammed the department's leadership in an email and wrote he was, quote, being terminated due to the political pressures involved with the Breonna Taylor investigation. Authorities say Cosgrove was the officer who fired the shot that killed Taylor when police entered the 26-year-old's home with a no-knock warrant. Last week, Cosgrove was alerted by the interim chief that he was facing termination for violating the department's use of force and body camera policies. Detective Joshua Janes, also involved in Taylor's death, was fired as well. He was found to be in violation of the department's truthfulness and search warrant preparation policies. Tommy John Jr., the famed baseball player and elbow surgery pioneer, has contracted COVID-19. But even as he receives oxygen at a California hospital while battling the deadly disease, the Hall of Fame candidate and his chiropractor son are spouting anti-vaxxer views. John's longtime girlfriend, Cheryl Zeldin, says the 77 former Yankees pitcher lost motor control during a trip to Nashville back in early December. Later, he could barely get out of the car, and he needed multiple people to help him out of the plane when they returned to California. The day after they got back, he was rushed to the hospital and diagnosed with the coronavirus. According to Zeldin, John has been hospitalized twice more since then, once when his oxygen saturation dipped too low, and another time when he was too lethargic to get up and walk. But John, on the other hand, told the Daily Beast he was not experiencing any symptoms, saying Tuesday he would, quote, leave right now if doctors let him. Though John does not seem to think that the virus he's infected with does not exist at all. His oldest son, Tommy John III, is a chiropractor in San Diego and is pretty notorious on Facebook for his conspiracy theories about the virus. He claims the virus is not real and that the entire pandemic was orchestrated. He believes that, quote, germs don't cause disease. Yeah, and this guy calls himself a doctor. That's all for today. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.